Vayter and Shas Biyar and Bava Basa Daf Mem Zion. Pick it up on Mem Zion, four lines down, end of the line. Amar of Yochanan. Now we said there are certain people that do not make a chazaka just because they're over there, and we're continuing with that. He says Uman ein lo chazaka, Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rosh Hashanah. This person does not like the Rosh Bam says Kedikatanim Nissan. You know, if he has something in his possession, of course he does. He's working on it. Ben Uman Yishu Chazaka. Oh, but the son of an Uman, he does. Rosh Bam says Kedikatanim Ben Uman Yishu Chazaka. The Rosh Bam says, if he's not himself an Uman, he has a Chazaka. We're going to say Aris and the Chazaka. And Aris doesn't have a Chazaka, a sharecropper. Ben Aris Yishu Chazaka. He does have a Chazaka. Gazlan U Ben Gazlan Elam Chazaka. But a Gazlan, a thief, or the son of a thief, even though he himself is not a thief, can't do a chazaka just for the fact that they have something. Says Rosh Bam, the Kabban Mefarish Heichidam. We're talking about Yeshu Mefarish Huchzuk beGazlanus al Sada Zu, a Bahai Sada who they ain't no chazaka. Some say it's on that particular Sada that he doesn't have it. Yeshu Mefarish the Kabban, and some say later on could go in Rutzeach Nefasha. Someone's a murderer al Iske Mamun veHilkach ain't no chazaka al Shum Karka Shel Acherim BaOlam. He has no thing at all. So Gaza ben Gazlan and Chazaka ben Benoshel Gazlan Yoshel Chazaka, but the grandson of a Gazlan, he does have a Chazaka. We're going to say Heichidam. What exactly is the case? What are we talking about here? That the sons that we said above have this Iyasu b'tain davun. If they come with their father's claim to it, in other words, they're saying that the object was in their father's property when they inherited it. I feel that they also don't get that. Also, but not coming with the time of their father, I feel then even the son of a rabbi should have a chazaka for the fact that he has something over here, right? Because he's saying that it's his own and not from the father's stealing over there, and therefore there should be no reason why he can't have it. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha de ka amri edim befaneinu hodelo. What we're talking about is where we have Edom that say that in front of us, the guy who's coming to claim that really it belongs to him is admitting to the fact that he sold it to the father. So Rav Yochanan is talking about a case where the sons come with their father's claim, therefore it shouldn't work. But the sons also bring Edom who say that the original owners admitted to the father that they sold the father this object over here. In the cases they're not dealing with the Gazlan, Hanoch Ikalamir Kushtakami, we could say that they're actually telling the truth over there, because these guys, you know, good upstanding people over there, and we have Edom over there. But Hai Afagav the Odinami Lomamin. But in the other case with the Ganav, the Gazlan, even if the challenger admitted, the one who's challenging admitted in the fact of Edom that he sold it them, we don't believe him when he says that it's his, Kidrav Kana, Damar of Kana, Ilav the Odile, had the original owner not admitted to the rabbi that he sold it to him, have a mamtile the chamre. L'shachvar. As the Rosh Bam explains, these Gazlanim are usually strong people, and he's nervous that he's going to give them over to the government, and they're going to accuse him of something he never actually did. So therefore, he's, you know, admitting to it in a way. But the bottom line is the whole thing is a ruse. Amarava pa'amim shafilu ben bino shel Gazan nami in the chazaka. There are times when even the grandson ben bino of the Gazan doesn't have a chazaka. Heichidami aso kigon de ka'asi betanta da abadavua. In the case he's coming with his grandfather's claim. Again, he's basing his claim on his grandfather having it, and the grandson is saying that his father, told him that he was Yerush the thing from his grandfather, and then clearly it's a bit of a problem over there, and he's not going to be able to go and to hold on to it. Heichidam Gazlan. Now, what exactly is the case of a Gazlan, right? That we're saying this Gazlan doesn't have a Chazaka. I'm Rav Yochan. Okay, going to Huchzak al Sada Zu be Gazlanusan. The case where it's been Huchzak, it's Muchzak established that he stole this particular field, says Rashbam, Vahu Sadehu te in lo chazaka, of a Bashar Sadus, here's the chazaka. So on that one, he's not chazaka, but as he does. From Chista, I'm going to go to the base Ploni, Shahurgin Nefashos, Aliske Mamon. It's a particular family, Hahu Ploni, they're going base Ploni, that they kill people for money. Right, and he's talking about this particular family. They were known to be guilty of murder for getting some money over here, and then I'm able to go, it's the fact that they have it over there. We can't say that they have a chazaka on it. Even stuff that nobody's challenging, we can't say that they own, because people are scared about the fact that they're going to do something. Rashi responds, "So called them yari limchos, but everyone's scared to go in to come against them." Okay, now Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Uman ein lo chazaka, uman a craftsman doesn't have any chazaka. He said, but yard mumnaso, a umanuso, yish chazaka. Let's say he quits his job, then he does. Rashbam says v'shu machzik ba yish chazaka. Then he goes machzik on it. Aris ein lo chazaka, yard merusus yish chazaka. Ben shechaluk, a son who separated from the father. And he has his own place. Rashbam says, "Hiflig ma'afiv ve'inu samich odal shulchano." He is not being supported by him. Kigon shenasa isha got married. Ve'mishtad del od benichsel. If he's not dealing with his father's stuff anymore, in such a circumstance, ve'isha says, "Gosh, a woman who got divorced from her husband, ve'hin tishar kol adam." They're like any other person. I fall in the category that they can't have a chazaka on the father and on the ex-husband, respectively. Bishlam ben shechalik hitzrich. Okay, now we get, you know, this din over here, the son is separated from his father, that you have to tell me, because, sakata de chamina, achuli achel gabe. You thought to say that a father would forgo his right for his son and allow him to go and, you know, be part of his stuff, even after he's on his own. The son comes by to his father's house, takes up from the fridge, you know, says, Mashbam, ha'av gabe de ben, pirush achel, b'shalosh shalom, lefikach. Lo ir, lo tevi chazaka, he's a matter. And it wouldn't be considered chazaka, kamash malan, de lo machil, he's not machil. Kamash malan, back in the Gemara, kamash malan, de lo, that's not the case. Ala isha, this guy, shapshita, a woman who gets divorced from her husband, obviously she can get a chazaka in the thing. You know, there's no question about it. Says, bueno, lo tzricha, we needed to teach me, peep, turn the page, mem zayin, mem beis, mem agresses, fein agresses. A case where she's divorced, but she's not divorced. In other words, it's like a whole suffix circumstance going on over here. Like we're going to see, like in a case where he throws a get towards her, and it was just a rabbin, it's unclear if it's closer to her or closer to him, right? In such a case, it's considered like a suffix. Whatever the Chum tell us, this type of case, he's still chayv to go and support her and give her food. So you would think, in that situation, you would think that the wife's taking over the property is not a raya anymore, because maybe she's letting her use it for their, therefore I said, tell you, no, in that case, if she goes over there, she could actually make a chazak on a regressive, fed regressive situation, make the relationship even messier. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Huna said, Kulan Sheviu Raya, all of these people, the Uman, the Aris, if they bring a Raya besides Chazaka, right, that they are, that it really belongs to them, whatever it is that they have, says Rashbam, Kulan, Uman, V'Aris, V'Chalanech, the El, Damun, Elam, Chazaka, Raya, Shtar, Mechiro, Edom, Mechiro, they have some Shtar, Edom. So then, in such a case, Raya, and Raya, I don't think that they can't make any claim to something. Raya just works. Rashbam says, it's only for the seifa. So therefore, the Reus and Raya, Umabid and Sadab Yadan, and therefore we would keep that field in their hands. But Gazan Shivi Raya, let's say Gazan goes and he brings the Raya, Rashbam says, Eini Mechira, Oide Da, Aval Matan Mo, Slow Ro, Ein Rayos and Raya, their Raya is not considered Raya. The Ein Ma'amidin Sade Biyadom. We don't put the field in his hands. Rashbam says, like we said before, Kedrav Kana, Dilav to Odi Eleo, Shakos of Loshtar Mechira, have a Mamtele Lechamre Leshachvar, like we're scared he's going to give him over to like the government officials of Al Imnas and Loa Gaz and Moos with Edom. If you give money in front of Edom, Rayos and Raya, it is a Raya. Kedrav Hun El Kame Damer, Tayu Vazovin Zvina Zvina, it works. We have a Gavdar of Bibi Muki Lola come in the Hala Filo Bishanas and Moos, Hagazan. The bottom line, we're going to see the Gemara soon, Beis Hashem next half. But for now, the bottom line, if he does give money in front of him, then it would work. My Kamash Milan, what exactly is this? What's the din over here? Tanya, what are you teaching me? Something new? We already know this. We learned this in a Mishnah Gittin. Nun hey, I'm a Beis. Lakach misikriko. And if someone got property that's stolen from a person that's Sikrikon. This is someone who goes ahead, you know, these big, intense goyim who threaten to kill someone who doesn't go and doesn't give up his stuff. That's a Sikrikon. This is a long Rashbam. You can take a look at it. The Harg Nefesh is there. And let's say he goes and he acquired it by the owner. Also, Mechabatel, this is going to be considered a batel. The sale's no good. Again, because he's scared what's going to happen to him. He doesn't acquiesce over here. So we see from the Mishnah that what? That if there's a reason that we're going to say that this, that he's giving it over because maybe he's scared what's going to happen to him, then it doesn't work. So why is Rav Huna over here have to say the same din over here that a ganav's rai over here doesn't actually work? So the Gemara fuke mido Rav, this is coming to go against Rav. The Amar Rav, the Rav said lo shara eladamer le leich chazek reni. The Mishnah above that we saw earlier is teaching that it's not going to be good only if the owner said to the guy who's like the real bully, go and do some sort of loshana ela da'amalei leich chazei kone, go do some sort of chazak and be konet. But there was no sort of a shtar, of a shtar kana. But if you actually, then we would say, okay, it's not considered really any sort of chazak or anything went through, of a shtar kana. But if the owner said to him, you know, give him a document with it, give him a shtar, so then he's going to acquire the property. Therefore, as it tells that he goes according to Shmuel, even if it's done with a shtar, it's not going to work. Where is that Gemara? That is Sham. That is the Gemara in Gittin that we saw. Until he writes a achrayas nechasim, he's backing it up with a, you know, he's taking a achrayas over this. That's the real deal. So that's what Rav Huna is coming to teach over here, that even a kiss with a shtar, we don't believe it, and the original guy gets to keep it. The Rav Bibi Misayim B'mishmid Rav Nachman, he says in the name of Nachman that Karka ain't low, the Ganav doesn't get land, Vamos Yeshlo, but his money is given back to him, right? If he actually paid owner for this land that he stole from him, so when the owner gets his land back through Beis Din, whatever it is, he has to give him back his money. It's not like some sort of kenas that happens over there. But medvar mamur, when is it true that he gives him back the money? Sha'amu edim b'fenenu manilo. We have edim that are there that they say that in front of us they count out the money to him. And therefore, if they're going to pay him back, Rashbam says the Ma'abed from the Moreh Seishlo can go and show him Eidim Afreinu Manolo Hagazal Nigzal V'Nasal Lo Amos, give him the money or Shekosu B'Shtar, or we put in the Shtar Anu Reinu Shenasal Lo Amos. We saw them give the money. The Mishum Pachad the Sikrikon the Gazal Lo Masadi V'Kosu Eidim Shikra Aval Anu Eidim Afreinu Hodolo. But if the witnesses say the owner admitted to the Gazan in front of us that he got the money, lo, then he doesn't get the money back. We don't rely on that. Rav Kana, Damer, he laughed odily. Like Rav Kana said, if you don't admit to him what he's saying, have mind to lay the day of the Chamin Sakhri. Then he's going to hand, he would have handed him and his donkey over to the to the government and mess him over. Therefore, we don't have a riot from what he's saying because maybe, again, he was scared of them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.